Welcome to Mikazi Card Game, where adorable animals, wild adventures, and family fun collide. I'm your nature guide, and I'll show you how to play this fast-paced card game for 2 to 6 players, ages 6 and up. Ready? Let's go! The goal is simple. Be the first to complete 3 habitat sets, like 3 forest critters or 3 ocean critters, and claim 3 habitat tokens to win. Or, if no one completes 3 sets by the time the draw pile runs out, the player with the highest score wins. First, let's set up. Shuffle all the cards together. That's 80 critter cards and 20 action cards. Deal 5 cards to each player. Then, flip 3 cards face up in the center. That's the critter market. The rest go into a draw pile. Place the 8 habitat tokens nearby. Youngest player goes first. On your turn, follow 3 steps. Draw, play, and maybe swap. Step 1. Draw a card. You can either draw from the draw pile or grab one from the crayer market. Oh, and don't forget, if you take a card from the market, replace it right away so there are always 3 face-up cards. That keeps things exciting. Step 2. Play a card. Now play 1 card and only 1 card from your hand. This is important. You must play exactly 1 card every turn. If it's a critter card, like a squirrel, dolphin, or meerkat, place it in front of you in your habitat zone. Group them by habitat: forest, ocean, jungle, or desert. If it's an action card, use its power right away. Habitat swap? Steal a critter from someone else's completed set. Critter swap? Trade any 2 cards with another player. Carnival rush? Draw 2 extra cards. Lucky you. Predator? Uh-oh. Make someone discard a critter from that habitat. And the wild card? Play it as any critter. Choose the habitat and points. Action cards go to the discard pile after use, except the wild card, which joins your set. Now, the fun part, completing a habitat set. As soon as you have 3 or more critters from the same habitat, shout, "Set complete!" Take those critters, set them aside, and grab a habitat token. You also score points. Add up the stars on the critters, then add 5 bonus points. The first player to complete 3 sets wins instantly. It doesn't matter if you've already used all the tokens. As long as you've completed 3 sets, you win. And speaking of tokens, there are only 8 in total, 2 per habitat. But don't worry, if all the tokens are gone, the game keeps going. You can still complete sets and score points. Just imagine your token or use a coin or button to mark it. The game only ends when someone gets their 3rd set or the draw pile runs out. What if no one gets 3 sets before the draw pile runs out? No worries. Time to count points. Here's how. Add up all your completed sets. Critter points plus 5 bonus each. For any critters left over, you can score up to 3 lone critters, 1 point each. But watch out. Each action card still in your hand is worth minus 1 point. They're too wild to stay. Highest score wins. Tie? The player with more habitat tokens takes the crown. Pro tips for families. Want a quicker game? Play to 2 sets instead of 3. For younger kids, start with just critter cards, no actions. Use the fun quotes and fun facts on the cards to tell silly animal stories and learn cool things. So gather your crew, shuffle the deck, and dive into the Mikazi card game, where every card is a new surprise and every game is a joyful adventure.